Yeah, thanks, Mark. The leading competitors have completed the opening three stages, the opening loop of this event on day one. And certainly, stage three has been shaking things up. Now, Chris Meek and Liam Regan in their Toyota Yaris Rally 2 continue to lead this event. Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the Skoda RS have just set their first fastest time of the event. But we have lost Declan Boyle. Declan Boyle and Paddy Walsh got off very, very early on special stage three. The stage was temporarily halted, so it was before Eamon Kelly could get back on the road again. But Declan is okay, but it seems to be that there was an issue possibly with a chicane or a bail that may have been a factor in Declan going off. But Declan's okay, his navigator's okay, and the stage was then able to resume a short time later. But Declan Boyle's rally coming to an end on stage three, which was the first run round. Derry Reel. Now, the leading cars are still continuing to come off that stage and heading towards service in Bunbeg. But at the head of the field, Callum Devine was the quickest. A time of 7:24.9 for Callum Devine. Chris Meek, 7:26.2. So Callum in there quicker by, 1.8 seconds quicker than Chris Meek in that stage. Callum saying that he's not just 100% happy with the setup of the car still. He's hoping to rectify that in service. As for Meek, he was given out about chicanes and bails that they were in ridiculous positions. He wasn't happy with the placement of them, and he reckons it was a factor in his performance in that stage. Josh McErlane, who was seconds, now down to third, because both of Meek and Callum Devine, they tore into his time, so they did. McErlane, 7:31.8, so he lost the guts of nearly 7 seconds to Callum Devine. And when we look at it, he lost 6 seconds or so just under that to Meek. There's a vibration in that Ford Fiesta, and he wasn't happy with the performance of that car in the latter part of stage three, hoping to get it rectified in service now in Bunbeg. So in the overall positioning, Chris Meek now has an advantage of 6.5 seconds from Callum Devine, with Josh McErlane a further 1 second back. That, of course, is all unofficial time. So told you the story about Declan Boyle. His rally has come to an end. Marian Evans also complaining about the chicane, 7:37 for Marian Evans. Eddie Doherty, 7:36.5. Michael Boyle, 7:36.7. Josh Moffat, 7:38.0. Dead was the time there. Some of the other notable times: David Kelly, 7:41. He can't wait to get the service. There's just something not right with that Skoda. Kevin Eaves, 7:42.9. And the likes of Eamon Kelly and Michael Boyle both stopped with Declan, so their time, of course, is going to be looked at. So, as we said at the head of the field, let's just look at it again. Chris Meek and Callum Devine separated by 6.5, with Meek ahead. And then we have Josh McErlane and Owen Trace in the Fiesta now dropping to third, 5.3 behind Devine. Eddie Doherty is in fourth, a further 17 seconds back. Then we have Philip Allen, a further 1.4 back in fifth. Michael Boyle in the Skoda is sixth overall, just 0.1 of a second off Philip Allen, battling there for fifth place. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, the 2022 winners, they're a further 3.2 adrift in seventh. Eighth is Marian Evans in the Yaris, 1.2 behind Moffat. Ninth is David Kelly, sitting there in ninth, 7.5 seconds off Evans, despite all his issues. And then Kevin Eaves is wrapping up the top 10, a further 4.4 seconds behind in the Fabia, with the likes of Eamon Kelly, Desi Henry, and Matthew Boyle all sitting inside the top 15. That's after, three stages for the leaders. Let's look into the modified category. There's been a huge battle here as well for them. Conditions for these crews, actually, there was a bit of damp around for the opening stage. It's been bone dry since. The tar has heated up because the temperature's heated up as well, and it's a choice between the soft and the hard sticks for these guys who are out competing on these stages. But the conditions are really, really good for fast racing at the moment. The modified men, well, after two stages, because they're in three at the moment, Chris O'Callaghan in the Ford Escort, he was leading heading into stage three by 3.3 seconds from last year's defending champion Aaron McIntyre in the Toyota Starlet. He was the fastest modified, 7:13.5 for McIntyre in the second stage Old Town. Blistering time there. Mark Alcorn in the Escort, third in the modified, a further 1.4 adrift. Rob Dugan in the Escort fourth, a further 1.9. Oliver Benton in the Mark II Escort's fifth overall, just a second adrift to fourth place Dugan. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore are in sixth position. So the top six between Christopher O'Callaghan and Kevin Gallagher after two stages in the modified, separated by just 8.7 seconds. And then the top eight in the modified, Gary McPhillips, former national winner, of course, seventh, and Daniel Breslin is sitting in eighth position, just 0.7 of a second behind Phillips. So that's the modified standing as they head now into this stage here, special stage three. It looks like Donagh Kelly and Rory Kennedy's rally is over in the modified. They were in that BMW M3. We've seen a video, a lot of smoke coming out of the car. There may be serious engine troubles there. Donagh may be in real trouble. His car mechanically failing for him, so it looks like their rally has been hit with a huge dent as well. So there you are, Mark. That's the update for you. I'll tell you what we'll do. Chris Ashmore is in service at the moment. He's going to be speaking to the leading crews and drivers. You'll be able to get that reaction very, very soon, available on highlandradio.com. I'll be back just after the news at 2 o'clock with a summary of how things are sitting once again all the modifieds having completed special stage three. We'll give you a better idea of where they are at after the opening loop. Plus, we'll recap what the first morning has been like. So far, it's been all about Chris Meek, fastest on two of the three stages. He has an advantage of 6.5 seconds over Callum Devine in that Skoda, but the defending champion has just got his first fastest time of the day on special stage three. Josh McAleen drops to third, and sitting in that Ford is a further 5 seconds adrift of Callum Devine. And we've lost one of the top competitors, Declan Boyle, in the Skoda. He had problems in stage three. He is out. There you go. That's your update for you. We'll be back with more after the two news, Mark.